The Catholic Church and other Christian denominations in Switzerland are calling for a no vote in an upcoming referendum that seeks to overturn a controversial recent tightening of the asylum law. I'm Susie Hodges, and I spoke to Wolfgang Bergsten, who works for the Justice and Peace Commission of the Swiss Catholic Bishops' Conference. He explained to me why they are opposed to this new legislation.
It's not only the position of the Catholic Church in Switzerland. We had a press conference together with other churches in Switzerland. And I think this is a strong sign that the churches are working together on this issue in the name of the refugees in their situation here in Switzerland. And the churches in Switzerland decided to say no to this tightening of the asylum law, not because every point in this reform is bad. We have some parts of this reform which is better than now. People will now have more possibilities to work in the asylum centers. And this is very important for the people, that they have possibilities to work. But on the other hand, we have aspects of this tightening of the asylum law we cannot accept.
What are the most worrying aspects of the new law?
The most important aspect for the churches is the abolition of the possibility of making an asylum application at a Swiss embassy abroad. That means, for example, people from Eritrea or from Syria are not able anymore to ask for asylum at the Swiss embassy in their own country or in their neighborhood country. This was still possible till last October, but now it's not possible anymore.
Why did the Swiss authorities decide to tighten the asylum law in the first place? What were their reasons?
What we think is a decision particularly against the Eritrean people, because in this year and in the last year we have an increasing number of asylum seekers from Eritrea. So this decision to abolish the possibility of getting asylum at a Swiss embassy is in particularly a decision against the Eritrean asylum seekers.
One of the provisions of the new law calls for the setting up of special centres for unruly asylum seekers. What are conditions going to be like at these centres?
Nobody knows that. In detail, but this is another point that the churches are very concerned about. If there are people in these centers who are dealing with drugs, for example, or people who have stolen something, for these people we have already the law against robbery and so on. So it's not really clear why do we need such special centers for unruly people.
How difficult is it now for people to be granted asylum under the new legislation? Is it true that the numbers have gone down dramatically since the new legislation was passed?
That is true, I must say that. But you must see, with this new tightening, it's not as easy as it was before, for example, for the Eritrean people. And most of the asylum seekers in Switzerland in the last 2 years came from Eritrea.
How likely is this new legislation to be overturned in next month's referendum?
I'm sorry, I have to say I'm not very optimistic. The biggest party, political party in Switzerland, was very active on this issue of refugees and foreigners since more than 10 years. And now this is the fruit, and I think we will lose this referendum. But I think anyway, it is a strong, important sign that the churches in Switzerland are standing together and say it's not a kind of problem. First, we have to look at the people. Not only to say these are foreigners, these are black people from Nigeria, from Eritrea, from Syria. Just to look at the people.
To consider their plight.
Yeah.